KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky, 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, the man who is the subject of the best-selling book and movie, Catch Me If You Can, was in Iowa Tuesday, teaching people how to spot and avoid scams. Frank Abagnale was a scammer who was caught and then became an advisor to the FBI and others on how to avoid scams. Abagnale visited Iowa on behalf of the AARP and its program to educate members.
They started to search around to see where you can get information to help consumers deal with all these scams that were going on, and there was no services anywhere within government or outside the government, so they started what was called the Fraud Watch Network, and they contacted me and asked me if I'd be their ambassador to help set up the program, talk about the things, and go out and speak to people.
Abagnale says he focuses on educating people.
I'm a big believer in they knew this, about the fact that education is the most powerful tool to fighting crime. So if you can explain to someone the most common scams going on, then when they get that phone call, that email, they'll know not to do what they're asking them to do because they've already understood how it works.
Abagnale says his approach is simple.
The simple solution to all of these scams is a simple two words: stop, verify.
He said there is pressure by the scammers to act quickly, and that's why he says it's important to stop and verify.
No matter who the caller is, everything is based on you have to do this immediately, has to be done now, right away. The urgency of the call right away is a red flag. So even if it's the IRS or whoever it is, you hang up the phone, you look up the IRS in the phone book, you call, ask if they made that call. It's just simply, if you live by those two words, you won't get conned.
While he talks with AARP members, Abagnale says the advice works for people of any age.
If they're asking you to part with some money or some information, and they're asking you to do it immediately, you need to check. So if it says it's your bank's credit card company, then you hang up and you take your wallet out and you get your credit card out, and there's an 800 number on the back, and you call customer service and ask if they made that call. And of course, they'll tell you they didn't. So that's all I ask people to do, no matter who they are, young, old, or otherwise, is to stop and verify that that is correct. There's nothing wrong with being a little skeptical.
Abagnale, between the ages of 16 and 21, successfully posed as an airline pilot, an attorney, a doctor, and cashed millions of dollars in fraudulent checks before turning it around to help catch those committing fraud. Abagnale says his notoriety from the book and movie probably helps him get his message across a little better. He spoke at an event in Johnston last night. Two men have been arrested on separate warrants in Page County. The sheriff's office reports 48-year-old Lyle Dean Simpson of Shenandoah was arrested Tuesday at around 3 a.m. Simpson was taken into custody on a Kossuth County bench warrant for failure to appear on an order to show cause in Kossuth County case. Simpson was unable to post the $10,000 bond and was being held until Kossuth County sheriff's deputies can transport him back to Kossuth County for court proceedings. And around 1:25 p.m. Monday, deputies of the Page County Sheriff's Office arrested 18-year-old Ian Michael Young of Bedford on a Page County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of OWI first offense. Young was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office. He was unable to post a $1,000 cash-only bond and was being held in the jail pending future court proceedings. A traffic stop on a speeding SUV Sunday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a Minnesota man on a drug charge. A sheriff's deputy stopped the SUV on Interstate 80 eastbound a little after 9 a.m. Sunday in Council Bluffs. Authorities say a free air sniff by a police service dog around the vehicle resulted in the animal alerting to the presence of narcotics inside the vehicle. A search was then conducted, during which 10.8 pounds of marijuana was found in the cargo area of the SUV. The weed was in several containers located in a black duffel bag. The driver of the vehicle, 47-year-old Michael Steve Godowski of New Hope, Minnesota, was placed under arrest for possession with the intent to deliver or distribute marijuana. And a man from Oakland was arrested at around 9:15 a.m. Monday after deputies investigated a reported theft from the Casey's store in Oakland. 18-year-old Tristan Michael Herrera allegedly took a can or dispenser of butane valued at $2.39. Herrera was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. Police in Council Bluffs are looking for a man involved in an alleged attempted burglary and stabbing incident. Authorities say at around 10:45 p.m. Monday, officers responded to a residence in the 2300 block of Avenue H with regard to a burglary to a vehicle that had just occurred. Officers located 40-year-old Jeff Cully, who is the victim, who told them that he had interrupted an attempted burglary to one of his vehicles parked in his driveway. The suspect attempted to flee the scene and Cully chased after him, with a physical altercation ensuing. During the struggle, the suspect stabbed Cully multiple times in the abdomen and was able to escape, fleeing the area westbound on Avenue H on foot. The wounds were not life-threatening, and Cully, the victim, refused medical attention at the scene. The suspect is described as a male, unknown age or race, about 5 feet 8 inches tall, 200 pounds, wearing a dark-colored hooded sweatshirt and dark pants. Anyone with information about the incident or other crimes is asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 328-7867. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports Greenfield police last week arrested a man on drug and child endangerment charges. 32-year-old Eric Tyler Evans of Greenfield was arrested at around 10:40 p.m. on September 26th. He was charged with child endangerment for knowingly possessing a controlled substance, marijuana, where a child or children are present. Because Evans allegedly destroyed a cell phone, which authorities wanted for evidence during a search warrant, he was charged with obstructing prosecution. And Evans was charged with a controlled substance violation for knowingly possessing a green leafy substance with the intent to deliver marijuana, along with possession of scale and baggies. Evans faces a felony charge also for failure to have a drug tax stamp for knowingly possessing 42.5 grams of processed marijuana. He was released the following day on $14,000 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said also 62-year-old Tina Marie McCrory Westfall of Greenfield was arrested September 27th by Greenfield police. McCrory Westfall was taken into custody on an Adair County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. She was later released on $300 bond. 63-year-old Dale Douglas Custard of Stewart was arrested September 24th by Stewart police for driving while barred. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. And 54-year-old Arizona Peter McGregor Jr. of Des Moines was arrested September 27th by Adair County deputies on a Polk County warrant. He was transferred directly to the custody of Polk County authorities. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.